Some people think that home builders, developers, the real estate industry have an inordinate influence on county government, sometimes to the detriment of the public interest. Do you think that's a fair characterization? Is it not true?
Well, I would say it's only natural. In other words, they're the lifeblood of a developer would be the ability to get projects permitted, you know, and to move ahead and to minimize the costs that are associated with the project. So that's natural, and I don't know that I would say they shouldn't be faulted for that. How do elected and appointed officials respond to that? Well, that's where the public says, you work for all of us. You don't work for just those people that may have supported your campaign or that may be your friends or whatever. And there's some pretty bad history if you go back far enough in Pierce County. Something was described to me that, you know, this could be apocryphal, Dave, but it's been described in some detail. A fellow who had worked for the county roads many years ago said they're building a road one day, and he said, why would we be putting a road here? It doesn't seem to be warranted. And his coworker said, this is a case road. Well, what do you mean a case road? Well, somebody gave one of the commissioners a case of their favorite beverage, and we're building a road. I hope we're far beyond that. But again, we have to do an accurate prioritization. Our six-year road plan should be honest and straightforward. I mentioned before Pierce Transit. Some of our routes at Pierce Transit right now we're struggling with. We believe that as much as 30% of those routes are not actually justified by the demand, but they have been politically demanded, and they've come to be by people who formerly sat on the transit board may have pushed for things in their district and previous administrations there acquiesced. They didn't want to fight. So this is a sacred trust, and this is serious business. That's why I say look at performance, not promises. I can't and won't detail what exact actions I would support in the future, but I can say we have a framework in the Vision 2040. I have a track record of philosophy of openness and honesty and trying to apply my best judgment and let the chips fall where they may. Sometimes I've made developers very happy by a vote taken at the city level, and sometimes not. But I believe in every case, people knew what was motivating me. And I frankly don't believe that's the case with existing Pierce County government, and that's why I believe the new leadership for Pierce County government must come from outside, not from within.